Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning, it's Monday. Monday. And there are so many people going to work who don't like their jobs. So they still gotta go because they got to earn their living. They're not like the people that, did we reach a tipping point in America? We have. And with that tipping point reached in America, we have people that go to work that don't like their jobs and don't create something to earn their living. There's a huge difference between earning your living going to work. And it's Monday, and people are going to work, and people hate their work. There are literally people who hate their jobs. They don't want to go. If they had the opportunity to fly like a bird out of their space, when they get there, they'd be gone in a heartbeat. They would not be sticking around. They would disappear. I bet you there's people that, you know, there's people that have had out-of-body experiences. There's probably people that experience that all the time in their jobs. That might be called daydreaming. Daydream believer wanting to leave that job because they can't stand where they're working. Why do we dislike our work? Why do we want to play hooky from work? And what's so great about work, and why do we miss it? Gentlemen that I've met, I've personally met this man. He's an author. That's all the guy is. He's an author. But he thinks differently than a lot of people because he sees life differently. So let me paint you a picture today. Let me paint you a picture about life. And let me show you some ideas and systems and structures that could change the world. And let me first off let you know that there are millions of people that have been exposed to these ideas, the systems and structures that I'm about to share with you, but they haven't done anything with them in their lives. And there are the few that have taken action and put them into life, into their own life. And they're experiencing major success. And so the only difference is being willing to act upon what you learn. All right, so most of us, I love to paint that picture of it being Monday morning. And if you just had a weekend, maybe your weekend was a little rough because, dang it, you really don't like life. You don't like your Monday through Friday grind or whatever days of the week you put in your time in your boring rut. You don't like it. You really could care less about being there. So on your days off, maybe you partied a little too hardy. Or maybe you're the type that you were busy creating something that would be more value to you later on. Maybe it's not going to make you a living. Maybe you're one of those multi-level marketers. Maybe you're one of them out there selling people on a new financial monetary system. Maybe you're one out there selling the latest soap on a rope or a beauty treatment. Maybe you're one of them that literally has your own business besides your job. So you're a little more driven in life than somebody else. And maybe you signed up for one of those things that you're going to get rich on by exposing other people to something that you think would be worthy of them buying. So you might have a second way of making money besides your boring rut. And maybe you don't give that other way of making money any more attention than your job. Maybe you're daydreaming about what you're going to have and not daydream enough to really feel the feelings of having what you want from having that business of your own. You're seeing others get what they want, but your vision isn't clear enough. And so you're not doing it. You're not out there exposing the people to the concept that someone else created that you could sell for them, because you can't get passionate about it. And so you've signed up for yet another product of somebody else's that you can sell for them, and they can get richer than you could get rich. And no, your heart is not in that, because guess what? It can't be. Here's the reason why. Because I want to help you understand why you might hate your job. It's because you, like me, are qualified. You really are. Qualified for more than what you're doing. But nobody tells you that. They tell you you've got to go out and get a certain education, and you've got to have X number of years experience, and you need both of them to be qualified to take the job that you'll go do, that you could do in your sleep, and you'd rather be sleeping than going in there. That's the problem. And so, as I look out over the rooftops, and I think about all the people that live in the residential buildings beside me, and then I look beyond, and I can see businesses. And beyond that, I can see the overpass of the highway. And beyond that, I just see the skyline, the trees, and then the empty skyline, because I'm at a height where the horizon is below me because I'm up above. I'm not on the first level. And so I'm helping you to get to a new level in life. I want you to see that there's so much more to life than what we've been exposed to. We've been exposed to a system, to ideas, systems, and structures that don't give us human beings, we conscious beings, that the beings that evolved into consciousness several thousand years ago are not given credit yet today for having the ability to create. We're put into ruts instead, the rut of school, the rut of business. And what if I told you there was a gentleman, and I know him personally, I've personally met him because I created a value, because I created that value because of my drive, my quest to live a long, healthy, wealthy, safe life in freedom, and wanting that for my sons. I stepped up to a plate, and I decided to swing the bat at a ball that's been coming fast at us for years. And that's another system that's out there, takes away the freedom from the people and actually causes poverty and perpetuates disease and crime, versus this system that a friend of mine has that takes a swing at all of that and knocks it down. Knocks it down. Ends it. So what if I told you that I can bring that to you and your life could change? Would you be interested? And I believe you would, because there's not a one of us that really likes to be bored, to suffer lack of money, to suffer to a disease, to have fear of crime in our neighborhoods, if we were given an opportunity to end all that, to end boredom in our jobs, and to end poverty, disease, crime and terrorism the form of education we have today that's not serving us, not causing us to be living in our essence of creativity, bringing value creations to the world. What if I told you could be part of that? Could you be part of it? If you decided to be part of it, you could make money because you were part of it. And eventually the man who created it wouldn't keep a single dime of it. And in the beginning, his payouts were bigger than anything else that I'm aware of. Would you participate? I would hope you would. But I know that the understanding of this incredibly powerful, empowering idea, system, and structure has not been understood because there are people that were exposed that are not living it. They're not making an earning doing it because we're so used to having the person at the top holding on to us, keeping us down because it wouldn't be a good thing if we understood everything they had done to make their wealth because we might outdo them. We might go compete with them. And the beautiful thing about what I'm part of, there's no competition. It's driven based upon your lifetime and what you need and nothing else. That makes it one of the most incredible anyone could sell. It makes it one of the easiest things to sell as well. But without the understanding of the value of what it really is, it will never be sold. Because what I know and what I didn't understand. You see, for me, just like you, there's fog around me. There's fog. There's stuff that is around me that I can't see through. Maybe I don't want to see through it. Maybe if I saw through it, I'd feel so hurt by what I saw that I just does not know. Have you ever been in a relationship where you knew it was over? You literally knew it was over. The love between the two of you was done. There wasn't that falling in love feeling like you had in the beginning. And you began to not experience this happy life, this short-lived time of creating values for each other. It's over. And the pointing of fingers is going on. I mean, maybe the pointing of thumbs, because somebody's wanting to hitchhike out. So that thumb's going up. I want out, not the thumbs up because I love you. Thumb is out because they want out and they might want to go hitchhike on the back of someone else. And that happens too. There are people that are in relationships that have no way out because they can't afford to go live on their own. There's plenty of them. In a world of poverty, that's what you have. Okay, that's a sign, folks, that there's a problem. Now, how about work? Because today's about help. I hate my job. How many of you, if you could just easily step into another job, would be gone in a heartbeat? How many of you done that, but you found out your next job wasn't any better than your first one? And you job hopped for like 16 times in 2 years, and you found out they were pretty much the same. And you wondered how you were going to ever want to live very long in that kind of a job. Because you knew that you couldn't even afford to pay your bills. So you were going to have to hook up with someone to get by. I think there's a lot of people living in those shoes. They're walking them every day. They're walking those shoes to work. Because the shoes won't walk on their own. They require you taking a physical action within those shoes to get there. You could go barefoot if you wanted to. The shoes could stay home. You know what I'm saying here. You see, we're highly intelligent. Everyone living as a human being today is highly intelligent, so get over yourself. Human beings, the highly intelligent species, evolved into creativity, consciousness, higher levels of understanding thousands of years ago. Get over yourself. Better than you as far as the intelligence. But you could be better at me at integrating things in your life, or I could be better than you. But here's an integration I want you to have today. The ideas, the systems, and the structures today are flawed because they started when conscious and more conscious and more of us were becoming more conscious thousands of years ago. And a few that had created themselves as a ruling class was losing power. And so they created systems and structures based off of their idea that they needed to control the people. They needed the power over them because life was easier for them when people weren't evolving quickly into consciousness. Imagine, I'm going to put yourself back there. 3,000 years ago, primitive, okay? Much like the Indians were when we came here and a ruling class got on top of them. Okay, this is the struggle of life. So thousands of years ago, you and I weren't in existence. Or were we? What do we know? What the bleep do we really know? We're so blinded by the ideas and the structures and the systems of today that we miss a lot of life. We're caught in boredom. So let's go back there. And it's pretty barren. The sky and the earth, it's grass, vines maybe, trees, water. It's all out there. It's all out there for our survival. And we survive. We weather the storms or we don't. We don't want to get caught in those storms because we don't have much protection. We have tents that we've managed to make from the hide of an animal. And we have food that we've tried to preserve as best as we can to eat in the less productive times, the seasons where crops don't grow. And we can still kill something to eat. But it's cold out, and we don't want to be there. And we... wow, somehow someone that's with us made a leap and created something that's of value to the whole tribe. And they made it out of a tree. And now somebody's jealous of them because, wow, this is a new feeling. Somebody made something that I love, but I didn't make it. I'm feeling a feeling I've never experienced. But wow, is it going to make my life easier? So, whew, I'm excited. I'm happy for my friend because that's going to make it easier for me to drag the meat home. Instead of it being the teepee that we live in, the tent, whatever you want to call it, this hide's gone towards, it looks just like the sides of a teepee. Narrow in the front, narrow on the top, wide at the bottom. And we can drag it easier through the brush and stuff than the ears of that animal getting caught in the brush, tangled in a briar. It'll slide over the top. It's going to work. Wow. Grateful for the friend that just created it. But having feelings of how come my body created that? What did he do? Not knowing that your friend just learned to think differently. Your friend saw a picture in his head. He saw the tent one night lying there by the fire, because that's what heated everyone then. Didn't have electricity. He looked up. He said, wow, I just need one part of that tent to drag home the animals so we have something to eat to survive. And he was passionate about it. And others benefited by that thinking of a picture in his head and creating it. You know that everyone can do this? But only a few were. And the few that really did it could become a ruling class and enslave everyone to their creation. Or they could teach others to think this way. And that's still true today. We dislike our work because we're producing somebody else's values instead of creating our own. We're bored. We're in a stagnant rut, and we're creators because we got out of survival a long time ago, and yet a lot of people are still living that way, and when we're just living in the survival mode, we're more easily controlled by a few. And that's a tragedy. We could get out of it. That's why we want to play hooky from work, because we're not happy. Going in and doing the same thing day after day when we're highly capable of using our mind, our greatest asset in creativity to bring value creations that make us happy, that flows on over into our relationships with others. Let's look at what's so great about work and why do we miss it. We miss work that involves us using our mind. The kind we did when we were kids. When we had to think through things and really understand them. On a daily basis. Even if it was something that was a subject you weren't really interested in, you knew that if you applied your mind, you could learn it. But what was really fun was when you had a subject where you applied your mind, you learned it, and you went beyond and you got creative. And your creativity led to a creation that you could feel good about. And you could share it with others. And you were impassioned and you felt so good. But you weren't groomed that way. Everyone was like this. There'd be one reason for us to join together. One reason. One and only reason. Okay, so in the primitive days, when that one person created one item that made it easier to carry the meat or whatever, and then another created this or that for whatever purpose, and then another, and it was a constant breakthrough of the dynamic of thinking creatively within our nature, our very nature. It had to happen. It had to happen. So we can give praise to whoever or whatever might have created. And some people feel they need to name that creator. That's okay. But it causes rifts amongst us. And some people fight over their leaders in politics, even create tyranny over it. How ridiculous. I watch my friends picking a favorite politician, telling the whole world who their favorite one was. Because we, if we think something's of value, we want to tell the whole world. That's the way we are. There are a few people that are quiet and do their work, live in creativity, and then bust out through a business of their own. Now, what if every single business got the creativity of their employees in high gear? And every employee could make as much as the original entrepreneur in time, because that business would grow without limits. And I realize that millions of people have been exposed to these ideas, these systems and structures that can literally change every nation out of poverty, disease, and crime, and lousy education because they're based on the old structures, into nations of wealth, health, and safety. Because every person would utilize their very essence of creativity to bring creation. And if you're interested in knowing more about this, I can expose you to these amazing concepts. Come to Tampa, Florida. If this hasn't made sense to you even, come to Tampa, Florida, and you will get it. You will understand. You will see what you are part of. A new world is coming. It's been coming for decades. You can go to gobeyond.club. Gobeyond.club. I'm never going to offer it as cheap as I am right now. It ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Gobeyond.club and sign up. You'll find it under shopping, the first one. $125. With it will come some amazing tools that will help you live this creativity that I've talked about. There's only a few movements in life that will make you successful, but you've never been taught them. Thanks for being with me. I've got 6 days, 5 days to go. Maybe four. Don't know. Out of 1,000. We're batting 1,000, folks. We're moving into the millions. Thanks for being with me. Everyday people make the world go round, and yes, we do. I want to go out speaking softly, carrying you on my shoulders, knowing that you can make a lot of money if you understand that all we need to do is change the structure of society to let you live in your creativity. Build wealth, health, and safety for yourself so that you'd want to live that's deep going into your